Welcome to the Meditation for Health podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. Many decades ago, when I began my quest of understanding and exploring the world of meditation, besides the academic and research aspects of studying meditation, along with my own personal practice, I started visiting monasteries around the world and spending time with people who devoted themselves to a very rigorous practice of living a meditative and monastic life. One of the first ones I ever visited was in Egypt. It was a Coptic monastery in the middle of the desert, and it was a beautiful experience. I remember waking up before the break of dawn, walking around the monastery, and I could hear the monks chanting. The monastery was set in the middle of the desert, far, far away from any other civilization. And it was just one of those peak experiences that is truly hard to describe. Another time I was in Sri Lanka, and I had the wonderful opportunity of spending some time with some Buddhist monks. And again, what I really enjoyed was not just living with them, but also getting to know them. Some of the men there had such gentle, peaceful dispositions to them that it really began my quest to visit monasteries around the world and spend time on a regular basis at them. And though I'm married and have children, what my wife gives me the opportunity to do is spend periodic weekends and week-long retreats at monasteries around the world. And recently, when I returned home, I was telling my wife about the schedule of the monks, and even though I have a family, a job, and many things that resemble normal life, far, far removed from the monastic life, I was telling her how my life was very similar to the monks' life in regards to the routine that they had throughout the day. Of course, different traditions have different daily activities, but whether it's a Christian monastery, Hindu, Buddhist, Taoist, or a variety of other monasteries around the world, they all have a routine, and the routine is very similar. Usually they get up early in the morning, do some yoga, and then they meditate, and then they'll have breakfast, which may often be held in silence, and then they may have a morning of study or work, and then they'll have lunch, and then they'll have an afternoon of often study or work, and then they have dinner together, and again, often the meals are held in silence, and in the evening, there's more meditation, and then they go to bed, and they start the day again. The things that we are so used to are very absent there, like televisions, computers. They may have them, but they're far more just a part of their life. They're not the main part of their life, and mostly, they just spend time in nature, spend time meditating, spend time in silence, and spend time developing their spirituality. They have things that they do, but they have a routine. And that routine, I believe, helps them to be healthy, happy, very peaceful individuals. Now, mind you, even in a monastery, just because a person leading a monastic life doesn't mean that they're going to be happy and peaceful. I've met many monks around the world who, though they are leading a monastic life, are very discontent in their heart. The monastic life in no way guarantees a happy, peaceful life. But I do believe, after spending so much time in monasteries and getting to know monks, that their lives overall are far more happier and peaceful than the average person that we'll meet on the street. So how does this relate to us and our meditation practice? Well, as I said, when I look at their schedule, it's actually very similar to mine. I get up in the morning quite early. I do yoga, and then I meditate. And then I'll have breakfast. I'll take my kids to school. I'll go to work. I have a peaceful lunch, and I walk. And then in the afternoon, I work some more, I come home, I spend some time with my family, and then I meditate and usually do some walking again in the evening. But what I don't do is I don't have my life cluttered with electronic equipment and things that distract me from life. I like to be part of life. I like to be in nature. I walk several times a day. And my life is very simple. And I find that that simplicity is very healthy for me. And it helps me to keep my life whole and well-balanced. And it's much like a monastic life, except for the family, of course. And having children, if you have them or if you know children, children do very well with routine. When their lives are predictable, when they know what's going to happen, they do pretty well with that. But when there's change, when something happens like a move or divorce, the kids get quite upset. And even little changes in their routine can be quite upsetting for them. Children do well when they have a routine. And I don't think it's that different for us. Almost every time I start this podcast, I talk about the importance of setting aside time to meditate in the morning and again in the evening, because I think this routine is very healthy for us, keeps us in that meditative presence throughout our day, and it does reflect a monastic life, a life of meditation, usually in the morning and again in the evening, with spurts of being in nature, having quiet, peaceful lunches, and times just throughout the day where you can just focus on what you're doing and not being distracted by constant interruptions like checking your email 20 times a day. Studies have actually shown that people who stay focused on their work and don't check their emails throughout the day are much more productive than those who keep going back to and checking their emails, their Facebook accounts, or whatever ways they're connected to the world. When they can just focus on their work, do the work, they're far more productive, and I believe far more peaceful. With all the distraction that we have in life, I think it makes our lives more stressful, more frenetic. When we learn to live more of a monastic life, and what I mean by that is a life of routine, our lives just go better. Even when I travel or I'm on vacation, I'll still keep my routine. I eat a certain way. I meditate when I first get up. I meditate when I go to bed. I do study things that develop and help me deepen my spirituality. And having this routine, whether I'm at home or traveling, keeps me centered, keeps me mindful, keeps me peaceful throughout my day. And because this routine works so well, and people that I realize that are happy and healthy have a routine that's very peaceful and does involve meditation, that I want to encourage all of us to do two things. One, spend time in the morning meditating. And two, spend time in the evening meditating. Make time each day to meditate, like monks and nuns do around the world. And secondly, get an opportunity to visit a monastery nearby you. Many monasteries are very open to having visitors. They have places for you to stay. You can participate in their routine. Go for a day, a weekend, or even a week or two, or even a month if you have that much time, and just spend some time with monks. Get to know their routine, spend time with them, and really participate in everything that they do so that you can see what it's like to live a monastic life and how then you can take that life home with you. I think you'll find it one of the most beautiful things that you can do. It's very easy to find monasteries. Just Google monasteries and find one that you're comfortable with. Many of them welcome visitors, and some, of course, only welcome men, but others only welcome women, and some welcome both. So just find one that fits your tradition. There are many good Christian, Buddhist, Hindu monasteries around the world and other faiths that are very open to visitors and actually really enjoy having them come so that we can participate in their lives. And then when you're there, just be part of the community and see what it's like to live a monastic life. And then when we get back home, let's really try to apply this to our life. And I know we have listeners from all over the world, but for those here that reside in the United States, I want to give a couple resources that you may find helpful in finding that great retreat center for you. The first resource is a book. It's entitled Sanctuaries, and the subtitle is The Complete United States, A Guide to Lodgings in Monasteries, Abbeys, and Retreats, and it's by Jack and Marcia Kelly. That's K-E-L-L-Y. It has a list of hundreds of monasteries and retreat centers that you can visit here in the United States. And then there's a DVD that I want to recommend. It's called Monasteries, A Stressed Out America's Search for Solitude. That's Monasteries, A Stressed Out America's Search for Solitude. It's a beautifully done DVD on various Christian monasteries here in the U.S. and Canada. And I think you'll really like it just to get a feel for what the monastic life is like, whether you visit these monasteries or not. There really are many other resources out there, but one last one that I really like is called Into the Great Silence. You can get it at iTunes, Amazon.com. Again, it's a movie about a monastery in France where you really get to experience what the life of the monk is like. There are many other resources available once you start researching into this. And also, just as a reminder, twice a year, and coming up this May, I hold a retreat at the Center for Spiritual Development here in Southern California, where we spend the day together exploring what it's like to live a meditative life. It's a beautiful retreat grounds, not far from Disneyland, and it really is a great way to experience what living a meditative life is like. Or maybe we'll cross grounds at some monastery around the world someday. I'd really like that. Thank you for joining me on this week's Happiness Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the world of happiness, please go to www.meditationforhealthpodcast.com. That's meditationforhealthpodcast.com. And may we all continue to meditate and work towards living more of a monastic life. Until next time, peace.